Hello, pretty lady.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty shit, mate.
Really? Welcome. Yeah. What's happening?
You know.
Do I?
Another year.
Yeah. Bad start to the year?
Oh, it's always a bad start to the year, isn't it?
Yeah, to be fair.
Just another day, isn't it?
Another day, another dollar.
That's it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you have a good New Year's, but I was with you.
We were together, yeah. Yeah, that was a good night.
It was.
I actually woke up without a hangover.
I didn't.
Yeah, I had two bowls of chips before I went to bed. The missus ate like five, and then she was like, no, I feel sick. I was like, oh, I'll have them.
I had two pints.
Yeah.
And I woke up with a fucking hangover.
Oh, yeah, you had two drinks. You said you're hanging, yeah.
That's how I know now. Drinking's not for me.
To be fair,
I think my
true.
Body's just rejecting it at this point.
Yeah.
Because the fact that I didn't even get the slightest bit tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up with a fucking foul hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm done. Completely done.
Yeah. I did think about doing a dry year this year. Like, no alcohol whatsoever.
The stress of a baby will change that.
Yeah, I think it will, yeah. And plus, she wants to go out for her birthday and do like a proper piss up, so.
When is that?
Her actual birthday is March 15th, but it's a Friday, so I don't know whether we'll be going out on the Friday or maybe the Saturday. But
March?
I don't know. 15th.
Okay.
Why?
I'm not here. I've got a holiday.
Where?
Cornwall.
Well, you leave on the 15th?
Yeah, we leave Friday morning.
Oh, so you won't be here then, yeah? No. I'll have to have two J2Os for both of us.
In memory.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's the mate's birthday, so we're going down for hers.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. You go for the weekend? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't look happy, weren't it?
I am. I'm just... I'm looking forward to the holiday. I'm just a bit worried that I'm going to get sick of all of them. Not all of them. Certain people before then.
I think I know. Do I know the certain people?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get sick of them.
Yep. So I'm probably going to have to go for a lot of walks by myself.
Yeah, true. True.
But yeah, first holiday in 6-7 years now.
Bloody hell.
No, not had a holiday.
Jesus.
Since I did my GCSEs.
Yeah.
Well, before I did my GCSEs.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
I had one in Wales.
Was it coming on with going, wasn't it? Middle of last year?
Nah, 22.
Was it?
Yeah, it went last
year. You went camping, didn't you? Did you go camping?
I went camping in 22. Wales with my dad's side of the family in end of 22.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually go on one last year. Got with the missus in Feb. And
we had quite a few like just days holidays, didn't we? We went off to do stuff during the day.
Oh yeah, we did like day trips and stuff. Yeah. But in terms of like a week or a long weekend or a week away, yeah, I didn't really.
Post, which we didn't take a day off. You did, didn't you? You had the next day off. That was on a Sunday. You had the Monday off, didn't you? No, you didn't.
Yes, no, I did. Yeah, I had the Monday off.
Yeah,
but no, I didn't.
No,
no, no. I had the Monday after me wrestling off.
Yeah.
It was the Monday after either the wrestling or post. No. Wrestling wasn't, no. Because I had to go in the next day and my mate Kane asked me exactly. He was like, oh, what happened then? I was like, LA Knight, yeah. Yeah, no, it was after post I had the day off because I needed to just cry.
Yeah.
The fact that I saw him.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, that was the last one.
Yeah, and Gojira.
Yes, I had the day off for Gojira, yeah.
That was on a Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think I had the Wednesday off after that, yeah.
Yeah.
There was no way I was going in after my ears were ringing. Because I was Snapchatting you from home, wasn't I? And I was like, oh, I'm not
awake. We woke up and we left at like, when did we leave? Like, we got back here at like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. And then...
Yeah.
And then, went straight into work after that.
Yeah,
I was texting you like, I shouldn't have fucking done it, I should have taken the day off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I actually was hanging the next day as well.
Where, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Because when Gojira on, I left you lot at the front, and I went right to the back at the bar.
Yeah.
And I was just—I think I seen off like in their entire set, which is like what, 2 hours?
An hour and 40.
I think I had about in an hour and 40. I think about 8 or 9 beer and Moretti's. Because when they finished, and I was going up the stairs.
Yeah.
And I remember turning to one of the women at the venue, and I went, "Where do I find my mate?" And she was like, "He'd be coming up either these three stairs, or just stand in the middle of them and just look." And I was like, "Yeah, all right." And then I remember being stood by the merch stand, and I looked to my right, and I just saw your head, and I was like,
literally, I went to the back of the bar. I was like, right, I can't see him in the bowl area. Okay, he must be up by the merch, or he's outside, like, waiting by the door.
Mm.
So I was like, right, I walked by the merch, and It was just like the sea of, like, everyone was like average height.
Yeah.
And just the one. Just the one head. There he is.
Yeah. Just the one head above all. Yeah, yeah.
That was a good night.
That was a brilliant night, yeah. Yeah, we had that fucking filthy kebab.
Amigos.
Best kebab. Amigos in Knotts. If it's still open, go, man. Fucking what a fucking kebab.
Smallest kebab shop I've ever been in.
Yeah, it was actually, yeah. We made friends with two blokes in there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But it was the best.
Mm-hmm.
Best kebab I've ever had. And the best chicken pops I've ever had as well. What are they called? Popcorn chicken.
Yeah, it's basically popcorn chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
But they can't, I think KFC have licensed that, so they have to go on like, chicken with bread and butter in bowl.
Why the Russian?
I don't know. That was my failed attempt at a Middle Eastern accent.
Literally. But yeah, it was like £2. I was expecting like a KFC size sort of pot.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah. You got like the big takeaway burger pots full of them.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
But it was so fucking good. My mouth watering just thinking about it.
Yeah, it is actually. Oh, that was so good, man.
That's what we did last year. Post, obviously.
Yeah, post. Which post was, wrestling. Which
was, well, we don't even need to talk about post because everyone already knows.
Oh, I think we've spoke about it a few times now.
It was amazing.
So good. All my videos I took are on my old phone now. I didn't have the good iPhone camera when we saw him, so I'll have to see him again.
Obviously, we're going to see him again.
Yeah. But,
what else do we have? We had wrestling.
Wrestling, Gojira, post.
That was all you did last year. With me.
I think it was, yeah. I think that's all I did. In terms of, like, gigs and stuff you need tickets for.
I did download.
Yeah. Oh, that video of you seeing Corey Taylor. As soon as you walk on stage, you just see you go, oh.
That was pure excitement.
That was so good.
What else? Download, yeah. Download was sick. Won't be doing it full next year. I'll probably do a couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the whole thing again. The fact that they want more for the tickets when it's less days and it's not a special event. Like last year it was the 20th anniversary, so I was like, okay. It's going to be a bit expensive.
Fair, yeah, yeah.
They had Metallica for 2 nights, you know, a bit expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that they've got fucking Fall Out Boy, Avenged Sevenfold, and Queens of the Stone Age.
What did Fall Out Boy even do? I can't remember their one famous song. Is it High, High Hopes?
No, that's Panic at the Disco.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
They did the Centuries.
Remember me for a century? Oh, yeah, like FIFA compilations on FIFA YouTube 14. Ruined that song. Yeah, just ruined that song for me.
Yeah, so I won't be doing it this year. Not fully, anyways. I probably will, let's be honest. But I will be going, though, for While She Sleeps.
Yeah.
For Machine Head, for Alien Weaponry, and for Pantera.
I'd really want to go for Pantera.
And the newly announced one.
Yeah.
Well, not newly, it was announced about 6 weeks ago, but it's the newest announcement we've got.
Yeah.
Fucking Limp Bizkit.
Oh, God, are they going?
They're going. But the weird thing is, how can you follow Limp Bizkit with like Fall Out Boy? Limp Bizkit are like second. Then you got the headliner. Limp Bizkit are not the headliners.
So it goes from like 90s nu metal to FIFA music.
So the thing is, you can literally go from While She Sleeps, Alien Weaponry, While She Sleeps, Machine Head, Pantera, Limp Bizkit, then fucking Fall Out Boy.
That's such a dodgy lineup.
Like, do you know what happened, right? Last year's lineup was so good, they've just ran out of people to get for this year.
I bet there's certain bands who are bored of doing it every year.
Slipknot,
Slayer, Metallica.
Metallica, so Slayer's so done now, aren't they?
I'd go see Pantera, yeah. But I don't think I'm that. I'd see Alien because they're there. But I don't think I'd actually be bothered about seeing any of this.
No, there's only the ones that I've seen multiple times that I only want to go see, like, Corey's there. Like I said, Sleeps.
Yeah.
Slaughter are there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Slaughter, seeing them in a week's time.
Yes, well,
less
are.
Than a week's now.
Yeah, less than a week.
Saturday. So prepare for some videos on TikTok, because I will be posting loads of them.
Yes, on your personal account and your trip one up on the JD one.
Slaughter's there. Any weaponry?
Oh yeah, I was on Xbox with you the other day, and you found something out about the Slaughter gig.
It's just Slaughter.
It's just them. There's no supporting acts or nothing.
This actually, I was talking to Mum about this last night when you went off. I'm in a download group on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about. Does anyone know?
Of course you are.
Does anyone know, like, this, like, who's opening for them? And I was like, oh, this is solid, because we literally talked about this just a couple of hours before.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking at the comments, and someone who went to the Vancouver shows that they did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was just Slaughter again.
Yeah.
Doors open at 7:30. I'm like, okay, that's exactly the same as us.
Mm-hmm.
Slaughter come on at 9:00.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to go into the venue and wait for an hour and a half before the band comes on. Which I'm a bit like, okay.
That's fucking ridiculous.
You can get fucked. Like, the fact that I've paid a full ticket price for one band.
Yeah.
And the fact that the band's only going to come on to do a normal set.
What's the venue again?
O2 Academy. Brum.
Are you that bothered about being at the front?
Oh, no. I'm
like,
not being
right at the front?
No, I'm not being at the front for this one.
No.
I ain't waiting that long.
So doors open at?
7:30.
And they're on at?
9:00.
Oh, so you might as well go in at like 8:30.
Yeah.
And just, if you know, like, because even, I think even at 8:30, you've got, you can get decent position, you know what I mean?
Well, the fact, well, let's be honest, it's Slaughter, so no one's going to be standing still.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Like, for like Electric Old Boy, the back was no one, you couldn't get through the back because everyone was just standing side by side.
Yeah.
It was only like the middle, the mosh pit area that had a bit of space.
Yeah.
But Slaughter, there's going to be no way.
There's going to be such a wham fucking.
That opening with Bonebreaker.
I would have opened with Bratva.
That's what I was saying to my mum. I would have opened with Bratva.
Like, well, welcome. That looks terrible. And yeah. Then she goes, that, I would have opened with that.
But they're opening with Bonebreaker. And
not a bad tune.
I mean, the entire set list is insane.
Are they doing Viking?
Yes.
1985?
No.
They're not doing that one?
Well, this is just a set list that I found on
they're obviously doing,
on Spotify.
They're obviously doing Demolisher.
So it goes, if this is the right one.
Right.
It's going Bonebreaker,
mm-hmm,
into Agony.
Oh, Agony's, oh my god, that fucking breakdown is naughty.
Then Bratva.
Right.
Then Zavali Ebelo, which, mm-hmm, is a banger.
That's a banger.
Then Viking.
Yep.
Then Made in Russia.
Good song.
Then I Killed a Man.
Okay.
Then Baba Yaga.
Yep.
Then Demolisher.
Yep.
Then they're playing an old song.
Oh, an old, old one.
The, I've seen this at the end on some playlists and also in the middle in some.
Yeah.
Like, they do this one, then they do the encore of Baba Yaga and Demolisher.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing Hell, which I'm very, very excited for.
Oh, that'll
for.
Be good. That'll be good.
It
surprises me they're not doing 1985.
But literally...
But that is a bit of a political song, isn't it?
Yeah. But that entire playlist, yeah, 52 minutes. So it'll be off by 10. No. It just can't.
Have they came out and said why they haven't got a support?
They did it in America as well.
Did no one just want to support them, or did they just not want a support band?
Well, it might be the fact of what the controversy of Alex has been in the last few months.
Oh shit! True. Yeah.
Oh, cheers, mate. I type in UK tour set list and it comes up with every single song they've released. Cheers. That's not going to be that. Fucking retards.
Okay, yeah, he is a bit.
So,
but he didn't say anything controversially about the Ukraine Russia war, did he?
No.
He was kind of an advocate for not doing it.
He came out and said, like, I don't agree with what Russia, what my government has done.
That's, yeah,
it. But it's the controversy of what trans people have believed he said, which in reality he didn't really.
Oh, it was that one. Yeah. Right, yeah, I know the one.
So I'm actually still surprised that the O2 Academy is still putting them on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, their last UK show was 9 years ago. So I'm not missing out on this opportunity.
You need to see them.
But I'm
you
a
can.
Bit pissed off that the fact that it's only one band and they're not coming on until 9.
Yeah, like from 8 till... Doors open at 6. Get a support on... But if the doors opened at 6, get a support on from 7 to 8.
Well, this is what I was saying. I was like, right, okay, even the fact doors open at 7:30, yeah? Someone comes on at 8, they do a 45-minute set, 50-minute layover, changeover.
Yeah, and there's plenty of... Like, when I went to see Lorna Shore,
yeah,
they were being supported by Distant and Cabal.
Yeah.
Distant would be a fucking epic opener for Slaughter.
Yeah.
Cabal... Well, no, even Cabal would be.
Lorna Shore, you had Distant, you had Rivers of Nihil, and you had... Fuck, I can't remember who else it was. And then you had Lorna Shore. So you had 4 bands.
Yeah.
And they all had... Well, the 3 opening bands had about half an hour each, which I was like, all right, solid amount of time.
You could get a good 4 or 5 songs in half hour if you just go one.
And then Lorna Shore had like hour and 45 minute set. Yeah. Like, you can do it.
Yeah.
And that, the doors open like 6:30.
Hmm. Maybe it is the controversy behind what you said then.
It must be.
Yeah.
Or it's just the fact that they just want to be the only ones. They just want to make more money.
Yeah,
which,
fair,
to be honest,
yeah,
you can't make any money touring, really, anyways. But maybe it's just the fact they'll go, right, we're trying to make as much as we can out of this shit.
Yeah. It's fair. I mean, you're going to see Slaughter.
I'm going to be very happy.
Yeah, in it, yeah.
I'd rather, like we said yesterday, I'd be so gassed if, like, Brand of Sacrifice or someone would come out as well.
Yeah.
Fuck it, even get fucking Paramore to come and do an opening.
Because after all this time, I've been... It's not like that.
No, I'm still...
I'm still... Don't know the fucking lyrics.
You know, I'm happy with any band opening.
Yeah.
Just give me a bit of...
Kid Creole and the Coconuts. That'd be an awesome spot.
To be fair. Yeah, so... I mean, we'll see if there is a surprise opener. Don't think there will be.
Yeah, I don't think there will be, no.
Because if it was someone big, they would have announced it, so they would sell more tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't sell any more tickets. They're all sold out, but...
Yeah, yeah.
It would have built up the hype.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know... Beggars can't be choosers.
Exactly. It is what it is, really, isn't it?
But they are... They were doing something in London on Thursday.
Mm.
I think it's Thursday. It's the 12th.
Mm.
No, it's a Friday.
Mm.
Go down to London.
Mm-hmm.
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing a brand new song and you get to be in the music video. Obviously, they're going to, like, fill up the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And record a whole new music video.
Are you going?
No. I'm upset, but I want to.
Mm.
But the fact that I've got next Friday off as well for Berry.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
I can't really.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I would happily fuck off work for it.
Mm-hmm.
Without a shadow of a doubt. But the fact, obviously, with me planning to do my A-levels, I need every fucking pound I can get.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Well, did you do anything big last year? Well, you did something big last year. You got your missus pregnant.
I did, yeah. Yeah,
I think we talked about that every podcast.
Yeah, said it many a time, yeah.
Do you know what? This is an end of year roundup. We talked about last year and what we're going to improve this year. Hopefully you're not going to get pregnant again this year.
It's me.
It is you, so...
Yeah.
Probably be pregnant again by about May.
June.
Not March.
June. Yeah. Just Feb.
But yeah. What do we do that? Not really. I mean, summer was kind of dead. Didn't really do anything. Just worked.
Yeah.
Saw Spirit Box.
Yeah.
That was it. And then I saw While She Sleeps and Bury Tomorrow at Ali Pali, September.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started the podcast.
Yeah, we did.
October.
Yeah.
What do we do after that?
Kind of just...
Faded into one, innit?
Yeah, we kind of... Like,
went to Lorna Shore, went to Electric Cold Boy.
Yeah, I was moved in, got the house sort of somewhat finished.
Yeah.
So...
You doing well for what amount of time you've been in it?
Yeah, to be fair, yeah.
But, like, to be honest, I thought you'd be finishing this room sort of in a couple of weeks' time, like a month's time or so. I didn't expect you to do this room so quickly.
No, the plan was last.
Yeah.
Do it last.
Then you kind of did it. First.
Yeah, the missus was kind of like, well, this room needed carpet and so did the kids' room.
Yeah.
So the missus went, we might as well just do your room now, yeah, and get them both carpeted. So I was like, fuck it, yeah, fair shout.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I do just, like this carpet though, I must admit.
It's the only one in the house, this and the kids' room, but the kids' room will get more tainted with the more she's in there. Like, but this is the only one that's still soft.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't had the carpet on the stairs for that long.
No.
But like, it's you just certain around. Parts are, yeah, starting to be like less fluffy, more, yeah, flat because how much we've walked on them. But yeah, this is the only carpet that still remains like fluffy and stuff. And then,
yeah,
I love that.
That's good.
But yeah,
Obviously, like we said, bought a house. We didn't actually buy a house, but
moved into
our house. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's big for you. You haven't moved out before.
Yeah, technically, first move out was into the missus' flat.
Yeah, but we'll
but I was there for like
a couple of weeks.
I was there for like, yeah, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we were like, shit, we need a house. Kids, yeah, on the way. Fuck.
Yeah, you had a big year last year, really.
Yeah.
Like, maturing wise.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I think I just got more sad.
I knew, I fucking just knew you were going to say that.
I was torn between depressed and sad. I thought depressed might be a bit too low.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I wouldn't say sad or depressed. I'd say frustrated with my with my existence.
Yeah. You could term it as that.
Yeah.
But yeah. let's not keep it on a downer, yeah. Come on. Big news in the WWE world. We had a return.
For fuck's sake.
We had the return, mate.
Hang on. No, let's just... He returned like a month ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
When?
It was a month or two ago. He came back. He just randomly appeared at a SmackDown.
Did he?
Yeah.
I can't remember that.
Yeah, he literally returned. Right, you carry on talking. I'll find it, because I'm sure he returned about 2 months ago.
Well, obviously, yeah. Because there obviously was the big return. Like, we had Cody, and then CM Punk recently, and then CM Punk's only been on like a couple of Raw and SmackDowns, and he's kind of been outshined by the return that was on Raw.
CM Punk.
No, he's a twat, mate.
CM Punk. Yeah, 3 months ago he came back and had a little tiffle with Austin Theory.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he literally returned 3 months ago, and then the big return. He's back again after 3 months.
Wow. Yeah, but this is the return because we know the match is going to happen now.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen with the team.
He mentioned it. He said, right, so The Rock came back, yeah?
Yeah.
And then he did this whole thing with Jinder Mahal, battered him. And then, that was a good tease, by the way.
It was.
When the announcer was like, welcome back, a former WWE World Champion, then you heard Jinder Mahal's music, and everyone was like, oh, I saw some guy who had his phone out, gassed. And then Jinder Mahal's music hit, and he put his phone down and was like, oh, fuck off. But then, yeah, The Rock came back. He had like a few words of Jinder.
Yeah.
They had a little mini scrap. Battered him, chucked him out of the ring.
The Rock was gassed out after that little scrap.
Oh, he was, man. But he looks heavier.
Some dinner.
Yeah. But yeah, then he did this thing where he was like, The Rock's going to go out for some dinner tonight. Then he says, is The Rock going to sit in a booth? No. Is The Rock going to sit like here?
At a bar?
No. And then he's like, is The Rock going to sit at the head of the table? And everyone's like, that means it's happening. But it's when it's happening. Because now everyone's seeing that now The Rock's going to take Cody's spot at WrestleMania.
He can't. Like, if he does, I will never. I will promise you this. If Rock and Roman is at Mania, I will never watch one single second of WWE again.
I want the Rock Roman over Cody and Roman.
I think Rock Roman Elimination Chamber.
It'll be the big match for a pay-per-view.
If The Rock comes back number 30 in the Rumble and wins it, I swear to God, I'm selling everything. I'm never watching it again.
No, it's gonna be Cody again. It's gonna be Cody or it's gonna be Punk.
I don't think they'll give Punk it. I think it's too early to give Punk it.
Because
I think 2025. Yeah,
I think Punk and Seth are gonna be at Mania.
Oh yeah, I think they will definitely be at Mania. That's night one headliner for me.
But I don't know.
Main event.
I don't know if could they, but I think that if they give Punk the Rumble win and he picks Seth,
yeah,
I think it'll be easier to work into a storyline of
Cody and Roman.
Yeah. It'll be easier to work them two into a story because they're on different brands as it is.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be easier to work that into a storyline.
Well, Royal Rumble, we've just had a match announcement this last SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Roman is not facing one of that triple threat. It's a fatal four-way.
Oh, but we do.
Roman, Randy, Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And AJ Styles. That's going to be a hell of a match.
Oh, that'd be a hell of a match, yeah.
But you know what's going to happen? As it happens every main event for the last fucking 2 years.
Yeah.
Solo and Jimmy are going to come out and start shit.
Oh, of course they are, yeah. Yeah, of course they are. Then you'd have Jay coming out. With what? Yeet.
Damn since.
No, yeah. That'll be...
That's crazy. We literally just went, yeah, exactly the same time as each other.
Yeah, because we know Roman's going to win that match.
Yeah.
We know that if The Rock faces him...
Roman ain't losing it at the Rumble.
He's not losing it at the Rumble. If The Rock faces him at Elimination Chamber, Roman's winning. And then it will be Cody Roman at WrestleMania again.
They won't give the title to Rock.
No, it's too temporary. He's never going to win it. I'm just excited for the match.
And let's be honest, they're not going to give it to AJ Styles.
But I don't think The Rock Roman will be for the titles. I think it'll be for the staple of Head of the Table.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Because obviously The Rock is like the only other, of that family. Although he's kind of like outsourced a member of that family. It's just the neighbours banging.
What do you reckon, though? I just had a thought in my head. What if the Elimination Chamber, like you said,
yeah,
is The Rock, Roman, for tribe, like the leader of the tribe, whatever,
yeah,
whatever that would be called
For the title, yeah, the tribal chief.
What if Rock wins it, and that's the start of the downfall of Roman? Roman then, the next couple of weeks, they're like, "This is impossible. I can't lose." And then at Mania, he starts playing it around in his head.
Well, this is what I mean.
Cody worked it in then, like, you lost that.
This is what I mean. The
and then
Rock,
that's the downfall of Roman, and then the Roman Rock loses beat, at Mania.
Yeah, The Rock beats Roman.
Yeah.
Now he's like, no, I'm now have the title as head of the table. Yeah. You can still be champ, but I'm head of the table. Yeah. Roman does a couple of appearances on SmackDown.
Losing his shit.
Couple of promos. Yeah. You know, like, he may be head of the table, but I'm still, like, the fucking longest champ we've had in so many years.
I'm the money earner.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, a little bit of beef kicks off with... A little bit of tension kicks off with, like, Solo and Roman. Yeah. And Jimmy and Solo. Yeah. And, or Jimmy and Solo and Roman.
I reckon it'll be Solo turns on Roman at Mania.
Yeah. And then, kind of, Cody kind of... Maybe one SmackDown surprise, comes out, surprise, attacks.
Shit, I've got it in my head now. I need to run WWE so I can make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Rock wins.
Mm-hmm.
Because Solo fucks up, or Solo wasn't there to help Roman, and Roman then the next few weeks and months leading up to Mania is blaming Solo, and then at Mania Solo goes, ha, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
And then at SummerSlam we get like Roman versus Solo, if Roman doesn't retire.
Yeah, which,
which the rumours are, he is going to retire at Mania.
I think he is. Mania's his last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that'll be fucking gnarly.
And I think Punk needs to win it at Mania as well, just for the fact, just to have let Seth have a fucking break,
mm-hmm,
and to get his back healed up.
Yeah, his back is taken beating.
Get some surgery on that lower back, because apparently that, you know, that whole storyline with Shinsuke exposing his back.
Yes,
apparently that wasn't, well, it wasn't in the story, but it wasn't a story. Apparently that is true. Apparently
he's actually got back.
Fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, give the title to Punk, even if, obviously, I know you don't like him, but give it to him.
No, but I'd like to see...
Just so Seth can recover.
If there's someone that I want to see that title on, other than Seth, it's Punk or Knight.
Yeah.
It's one of those two, I think, needs it.
Do you know, I reckon it would be a good fight, would be LA Knight and Punk. Can you imagine that promo?
Oh, that'd be great.
that promo would be amazing.
You came back. Yeah. You want to be everyone's fucking friend again.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, too busy fighting backstage at AEW. Yeah. Dummy. But yeah, that'd be quality, that would.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm happy to see what's going to unfold.
I feel like this Mania will probably be one of the best Manias we'll look back in the last 10 years.
It will be. I just don't want two nights.
But saying that,
two nights again.
We haven't got that many good Manias in the last 10 years, so even if it's a good Mania, it's still going to be classed as a great Mania, just because the last 6-7 years has been pretty much shambles, in my opinion. Last Mania was alright.
True, yeah.
Last
Mania was actually really good. There was some matches which I wasn't looking forward to, like the Fatal 4-Way Tag.
Yeah, that was sick.
That was so good. The Triple Threat was so good.
Austin, John Cena.
It was okay, but you knew the result.
Yeah.
It was an okay match, but you knew Austin was going to get put over.
Not going to lie, I was very disappointed with Cody losing, but I can see why.
Yeah.
They wanted Roman to get to that 1,000 days.
Yeah.
Now I feel like after SummerSlam they've just kind of gone a bit like, there's nothing else we can really do. Like what? They're a bit shit themselves. A bit like, where the fuck do we go from now?
Yeah.
How do we get from this through to Mania?
Yeah, true.
But I'm not gonna lie, I would have been gassed if Jay had pinned Roman for the title at SummerSlam. Like he pinned him, but it was only for the tag team championships, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I would have been gassed if that. I wouldn't be angry if it was for the championship as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really good.
And then obviously then, Cody then take it from Jay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll finish the story!
Oh, God. Oh,
sorry. I finish the story.
My dad created this match. Yeah, we get it, mate.
Yeah.
You know, your dad was Dusty Rhodes. Cool. And come up with something new, bro. You know what I mean?
What's he going to do when he does finish the story, he goes... Chapter 2!
No, this is what I mean when he does finish the story. And then what does every story have at the end? A stinger.
Yeah.
Who comes back? Gold just comes back to beef him once again. Even though they had the Rhodes brother fight in AEW, which was really good because there was blood and those weapons.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Another news, quickly, just on wrestling.
Mm.
MGF lost the title.
Yeah, Adam Cole turned on it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Turned out he was the leader of whatever the fuck that faction is.
The devil. He was the devil. Not gonna lie. Cool. That twist was sick.
It was, yeah.
AEW, notoriously, are not good with storylines.
Nah. Nah, they're not.
It's just extreme wrestling. That's all it is.
It's the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
In an entire company. Yeah.
But WWE just did better with storylines.
Yeah. I mean,
Tony Khan, he's done well to bring a promotion this... You're right.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just leaning too far down my back and it's hurting for the mic.
I think he's done well to get AEW where it has, but I just don't think Tony Khan can run a wrestling company.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's...
Let's be honest, the first like year or two of AEW was really good. Like, the crowds were there.
Mm.
But now, like, the pictures I've been seeing, like, they're getting a quarter of a fucking venue full.
Yeah, they are.
Whereas WWE are selling out weeks of Raws in advance.
I mean, the birth of some wrestlers are good, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Jericho's career kind of revived when he went over there. Kenny Omega, Moxley, MJF, Will Ospreay, Darby Allin.
Yeah.
These are names that I think if I didn't pay attention to AEW, I'd never know.
I think for me, Darby Allin's probably the one out of all of them that has stood out for me. I'm like, he's pretty fucking good.
I love him. I think he's absolutely fantastic.
He's just a spot guy, though.
He is just a Sting protege.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not gonna lie, I'm happy that Sting has had like a further couple of years on in his career.
Yeah, because I thought that was him after the Seth thing.
Yeah.
I thought, honestly, that was him.
Yeah. Which is really upsetting because Sting is probably one of the most underrated wrestlers of all time.
Yeah. And his match Triple H at Mania, that Mania, as soon as DX came out, I remember being sat there around my sister's house.
Yeah.
And my sister's fella, his mate, was like, DX came out and I said, there's no way that NWO doesn't come out.
No.
This is again, WWE versus WCW.
Yeah.
And he was like, no. He was like, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash will never work with Sean. Yeah. Never work with Sean. And I was like, they're the clique. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like, bow, bow, bow. And then Hogan, Nash and Hall came out. Yeah. And I was like, fucking what the fuck? I was like, this is fucking sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was... Oh, I love that match.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that match.
I think WrestleMania 31 was probably the last great WrestleMania for me.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Like, we got Undertaker Bray Wyatt, which was an alright match.
It was okay, yeah.
It was a bit of a revival after, obviously, the Mania before Undertaker lost to Brock, which I don't think they should have done.
No.
We got Randy versus Seth, which the... Do you remember the curb stomp that turned into an RKO? That was sick.
Phenomenal. That was... What a move.
Then we got the Intercontinental title match, ladder match, which... Who won that? Was it Luke Harper? I think it was Luke Harper.
I think he did, yeah.
Rest in peace. Brody Lee.
Wait, was it? Or was that the one Ryder won?
No, that was 32. I remember that one being 32 because that was my first Mania I watched.
So the one Harper won, was that a ladder match?
Yeah.
Was that the one where Harper put Dean Ambrose through the ladder?
Through the ladder,
and he landed on the back of his neck?
Yeah.
Right, I remember that one.
And then we've got Sting, Triple H, obviously. We've got John Cena versus Rusev.
Was that when Rusev came out on the tank?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Mother Russia.
And then obviously then we've got Roman versus Brock with what I believe to be the greatest wrestling moment of all time.
Oh, the fucking...
Seth cashing in.
The greatest steal of... Yeah. The greatest WrestleMania.
The greatest heist of all time.
Heist, that's it. The greatest heist of all time, yeah.
Seth coming out, pinning Brock. No, pinning Roman.
Yeah.
For the title.
See, I wasn't a fan of Seth when that happened, but that was so good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that thoroughly.
You didn't expect it, that's the problem.
Yeah, I had no idea.
No.
I was like, here we go, Brock again.
Yeah.
But yeah, him...
Looking back, they're both just lying on the thing for like 5 seconds, nothing happens. You're like... Looking back, you're like, it's obvious something's going to happen. But in the moment, you didn't know something was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, that was the greatest moment, wrestling moment, for my favourite of all time.
100%. 100%.
Just that roar when he came out, his little weird little run. And then when he won it, he just started swinging up over there like,
oh, so good. That was so good.
Anything new in music? No,
not that I can think of. No.
So, oh, new Brimming Horizon song, Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah, Kool-Aid, yeah, that came out. It's alright.
I preferred Amen and Dark Side.
Yeah, I was a big fan of
Lost.
Yeah, Lost
is a bang.
Yeah, Lost was good.
It's not the heaviest by any means, but it's a fucking banger.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I've not stopped listening to it this weekend, but it's a new song, so I'm all.
I listened to it once when it came out.
Yeah.
To give it like a listen, and then I
the breakdown was
a
pretty
day.
Fucking cool.
The breakdown was good. And then I listened to it again a bit later, for a listen to it to like right, yeah, okay, I'm digging this, and it was good. It was all right, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, it's their first release since Jordan Fish has left the band.
Yes.
The album should have come out 4 months ago.
Yeah.
But from what I've seen, it's either coming out in the summer or it's coming out Christmas Day. I've seen pictures of people's like pre-orders since December 25th, 2024.
Jesus Christ, a whole year.
So it's the fact, yeah, we could be waiting literally a whole another year before the album drops.
Yeah.
But most people's pre-orders are saying summer 2024. So they've literally had to redo the fucking album.
Yeah.
Which is a bit dead, but it better be fucking good.
Yeah.
Well, with the singles that have been released, it's going to be a good album. Like Lost, Amen, Dark Side, Kool-Aid. They're all great songs.
They are good, yeah.
So if the rest of the album's like that, fucking solid.
Yeah, solid.
Right. Yeah, let's get on to it.
Yes, the topic of today. Your choice. Who you going to call?
Jamie and Damien.
Katie on the rock. Ghostbusters. Your shout.
My shout, yeah.
This was your shout.
We picked it about 2 hours ago.
We did, yeah. We were kind of stuck for this one. Because we hadn't... The only thing I've watched since like Oppenheimer was The Lodge. And that was shit.
Yeah, I watched that last night. I was bored.
Did you watch it last night?
I did not read it one bit.
What? People online? Oh my God, there was like some scenes you couldn't... There was some shit. Oh my God, I had to like turn it off.
Right,
what fucking scene, bruv?
The mum shot herself near the beginning. Right, okay. What else happens? Oh, she was a bit crazy.
He faked her hanging and then shot the dad.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck if anyone cared about spoilers to that film. Don't watch it. It's a shit.
Yeah.
The best part of the film was when she found a frozen dead dog.
Yeah.
I was like, that was the most shocking part.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's just, I'm just too fucked in the head. And I've seen too many bad, like dark films for that to be dark.
No.
I understand how dark the concept is. Like the pills were keeping her at bay from her like cool mental case side of her body and her head.
Yeah, because she was born in it.
And then like all of a sudden, like the kid play a prank, hide all of her shit.
Yeah.
And then she like they say to her like it was all a prank. Here's your pills. Like be normal. And then she's like, no, I'm too far gone now. Starts saying the Lord's Prayer and then starts popping cap in the dad.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is dark about it?
Like
the concept's dark.
Like
but it's
you said,
not.
I'm a horror newbie.
Yeah.
I found that film so dead.
It was just
boring.
Bored. Yeah, it was so, so boring.
But the concept is dark. I'm like, okay, this is going to be cool.
Yeah.
But I got to the end of the film and went, I just wasted an hour and 40 minutes on this shit.
Yeah, literally.
I'd rather go and watch fucking Martyrs again.
Yeah.
Or Swamp.
And Martyrs was dark in its sense.
And Swamp Girl, whatever the fucking one was. We
yeah, that weird foreign crocodile woman who... yeah. That was... I can't have missed that film. That was quite good. That was actually quite good.
What was it like? It was like... You stay here. I go get them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he said to her deaf brother.
Yeah.
He's like, you stay here. I kill. I revenge. Alright. Carry on, Bushwoman.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Let's just put this out there. The first two have got to be...
The first two are iconic.
They've got to be in the argument of some of the best films out there.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, you had... The cast-wise, just for the first two, cast-wise, Harold Ramis, Bill Murray, Bill fucking Murray, Dan Aykroyd, otherwise known for the Blues Brothers, fucking great film, Rick Moranis, he's in like, the only other role, the most memorable role I know him from is playing Darth Helmet in Spaceballs, Sigourney Weaver.
I mean, just the fact you got Sigourney Weaver and Bill Murray.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking phenomenal, isn't it? Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
So that the four Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Harold Ramis, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson. But like the casting was just it is gold.
It's the problem for me is like it's like Avengers for me.
Yeah.
I am just so set in my ways that them four are the only Ghostbusters. It's like trying to replace. It's as if they did a new Iron Man now and it wasn't Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
And I think I still have the same like. Anger towards it. Mm-hmm. They're like, no. They are the Ghostbusters. Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man.
Yeah.
like, you just can't prove to me otherwise. So for me, Christian Bale was Batman.
Yeah.
In my opinion. No, actually, no. Christian Bale's my Bruce Banner. Not Bruce Banner. Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Banner's...
Bruce Wayne, but...
Christian Bale is elite.
Yeah.
Dark
Knight's one of my favourite Batman films.
Christian Bale is one of the most solid Batmans, but I have a very controversial opinion. I think the best Batman was Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying the Dark Knight trilogy was bad.
No.
It wasn't. But I think that the... Because it was Batman Begins.
Yeah,
Dark Knight. And then it was Dark Knight. Dark Knight was Rises. Joker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I just think that Christian Bale as Batman and Dark Knight is so loved because of Heath Ledger's Joker and the fact that he died.
Yeah.
I think it's purely the fact that he died.
Do you know what the thing, though, is? I actually prefer Dark Knight Rises to the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I prefer Bane over Heath Ledger Joker. I think it's because of the fact I just prefer like fight scenes and war scenes in movies.
Yeah.
So you get more of that in Dark Knight Rises than you do with Heath Ledger Joker. Heath Ledger Joker was more just mind games.
Yeah.
Whereas Bane was there like, here's Miami, there's the police. Fucking get him.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just more destruction and I like more destruction. I'm very much... That's why I love Michael Bay. I love explosions. Just give me a film with everything exploding and I'm happy.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. It's so fucking good.
Obviously, we get the two originals.
Yeah, so I've currently got budget for the first one.
Yep.
And how much it made for the first one. Do you want to do the second one?
We can do, yeah.
You want to get the second one?
Do the thing, because I'm usually the budget guy.
Yep.
You test me on it.
Right, okay. So, the first Ghostbusters, 1984. What was its budget?
80 mil.
Lower.
20?
Bit higher.
30.
30 million.
Gee, yeah. Really?
Yeah, 30 million.
Jesus. Yeah.
Which,
to be fair, back in those days, it's probably a lot.
Yeah, like, it's very...
You didn't have, like, 200 mil budgets like you do nowadays.
Yeah, like, sci-fi CGI.
Yeah.
I would have thought, especially with the casting back in the 80s, like,
But then think about it, most of it's probably practical effects that just, like, made bigger.
Yeah.
In effects.
Yeah, literally,
so probably a lot cheaper to do than what it is nowadays.
So I have a fact here.
Well, sorry, do you have the box office returns?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, are you going to do the fact first?
This is the fact, okay, for the box office, okay? The fact is, to do with the box office, is that the original Ghostbusters was one of the most successful movies made in its day.
Really?
So in either, I believe that either means 84 or early 80s, it was one of the most successful movies made.
To be fair, what are the big films in the 80s? Lost Boys?
Probably
wasn't as big as Ghostbusters.
Early 80s, fucking hell. Star Wars.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's probably a bit later.
I think the 80s. Star Wars was probably the biggest film to come out in the 80s, really. Isn't it?
It would have been, yeah. Yeah. Late 70s, 80s. Yeah, 100%. So how much do you think it made? And it was the most successful out of the four. It's made the most out of the four that have come out.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one, 1984.
80s, I'd probably say 150 mil.
More.
200?
More.
300?
A tiny bit less.
280?
A little bit more.
285?
A little bit more.
290.
A little bit more.
292.
A little bit more.
295.
295. 295.5 million it made.
Solid from 30 mil budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a solid return.
So I'm going to get up.
Hang on, because I've got the 2016 one up.
You've got the 2016 one? Yeah. That's cool. Right, I'm going to get the 1989 one.
Yeah, you get the second one up. I'll go into the shit show one.
So... Right, so what do you think the budget was for Ghostbusters 2, 1989? Well,
it's going to be bigger, obviously, isn't it? Is it not?
A little bit.
50.
I don't have a... Exactly. I have an estimate. I don't have a direct number.
50 mil?
Less.
40? A
bit less.
45. Okay, 35.
Yeah, it says in between 30 and 40 million.
That's about the same, then.
Yeah. Roughly, give or take, the same. But I also have another fact here.
About the box office.
About the box office. Yeah. But it's also about the 2016 one and the kids one they did, 2021. So, Ghostbusters 1 being one of the most successful movies made in its day, earning 295.5 million, with Ghostbusters 2, the 2016 Ghostbusters, and Ghostbusters Afterlife each earning, so Ghostbusters 2 earned 215.4 million.
Okay.
Ghostbusters 2016 was 229.1.
Yeah.
and Ghostbusters Afterlife was 204.4 million respectively.
Okay, so they're getting
The sequel, and then the female one, and then the Afterlife technically remake, if give or take, all respectively earned around the same, which I think is quite interesting, to be honest. Don't surprise me that the first one made as much as it did with monster casting it had for the time.
If you get like an amazing film, the first one is always the most popular.
Every time. Transformers. Every time. Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Avengers.
Yeah.
Like, they are just the biggest one. Obviously, Endgame overtook it, but it was just a spot fest, wasn't it?
Really? Yeah, yeah.
I think if you can bang like a big film for the first film, you can try and get to as big as what it was, but I think you rarely get as good as what the first one was. Avatar actually is different from that, because I was thinking there's no way Avatar 2 can beat the first one.
Yeah,
but it goes and smashes it out of the fucking water.
Yeah, it does,
which is unbelievable, because Avatar 1 was like for a long time like the biggest grossing film of all time.
Yeah.
And then Avatar 2 came out and just fucked it. Like got like 300 mil more. So like 2 billion or something in the box office. It's ridiculous. But the 2016 one, all female one.
Mm-hmm.
What else can be said apart from shit?
And we're not just saying that because of the casting. Because it was essentially an all-women Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think it was a bad film. I just think
it was a good film. It was a shit Ghostbusters film.
Yeah, it was shit for Ghostbusters. I feel like the casting of the four women who were in it, respectively for their own solo films, are hilarious. But collectively, I just think it tried too hard to be funny.
Yeah.
Or too hard to be quirky. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
I don't even like you said. I enjoyed the film. If they called it something else, but the fact they classed it as a Ghostbusters film, to me, no. I would class it as a comedy. Even though I really laughed at it.
Yeah. It had funny moments, but it wasn't a funny film.
I just felt like they pushed too much of this feministic agenda.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I don't think...
I'm not saying that that's what made the film shit.
No, it didn't,
I'm saying that it was just a shit film all around.
I don't think it was feminism that made them do this film. I just think the film came out when the feminist agenda was really picking up.
Yeah.
And I think the timing was just horrible.
Yeah.
Because I think you think Bill Murray has been in so many funny films. Dan Aykroyd has been in so many funny films. The first two Ghostbusters were hilarious with also being very scientifically funny and good. They were just good. And then you had a movie studio which went, right, I think we need to do a revive of an old franchise. What's the idea? And they went, oh, how about we do another Ghostbusters? Great, that sounds good. Right, what do we do? How about we take four of the funniest female actors and put them in it? Because then it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Right, so let's do that. They did it. It came out at the wrong time with the feminist agenda. Yeah. It got a lot of blame for being like, oh, the feminists are taking over, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you watched that Ghostbusters 2016 and said, oh my God, four female Ghostbusters, the feminism, you're an adult virgin.
Yeah.
Really. Like, because it wasn't it just failed. It failed to do what it was meant to do.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree 100% with that one.
Mm.
I think it was purely made for feminists.
Oh.
Because for me, I feel like every male character in it was goofy as fuck. Like, you had the female ones who were trying to be serious, but funny. Then you just had the retarded male ones. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Played a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to work the phone, and he was like, he just couldn't work a phone. You had Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Come in and be an absolute spastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then even like, the villain itself. Like, Just a weird looking incel guy.
Yeah.
I feel like it was just a pure...
It, don't get it wrong, it was it was manifested to make men look fucking idiotic.
I feel like it was just a thing of what's popular at the moment. Obviously.
In women in power.
Women in power. There we go. Let's do that.
Mm.
That's what I feel like it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in Ghostbusters 2... was it Ghostbusters 2? No, I'm thinking of the new one, don't worry. Ignore that one. I just feel like they tried to cash in on the trend.
Yeah.
And it just worked out horribly.
Yeah.
For them. But I've got the budget for that, for the Ghostbusters.
For the Ghostbusters 2016.
How much do you think the budget
70.
Was? More.
Oh, God. CGI really took over then.
It did.
120.
More.
180.
144.
Fucking hell.
And they got 200 mil back. So this is on Google. They rip into them on Google. It's like, makes it one of the worst bombings in cinema history.
All right, that's a bit harsh. Fuck you, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got 200 mil, to be honest, in box office. I'm not trying to be a cunt there.
No, it but doesn't surprise me.
That's got that much.
But it's like on a tangent. Ocean's 8.
Not seen it.
So you had Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, yeah? Monster casting.
Yeah.
Monster.
Is that the one, Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, my God.
Was that? No. I think it's Deepwater Horizon.
George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Bernie Mac, the guy who plays the other Iron Man, the black guy, Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Like, it had just...
The other Iron Man.
The what's his name?
War Machine?
War Machine, that's the one. It just had a monster cast in, and those three films in the early in the early 2000s, like 2000s, were fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They were so good. And then, like, in, like, 2000 and, like... If I remember rightly, I don't know, probably like 15 or 2017, something like that, they did Ocean's 8, and it's all women. Sandra Bullock and all these other female comedians, and it just flopped.
Yeah.
It was, again, funny bits, good concept, poorly done.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, it was around that time when it was just like, oh, you had male Ghostbusters, women can do it too. You had male casino robbers, women can do it too.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No one's saying they couldn't.
You know what I mean? No one ever stated, like, the Ghostbusters were men. Because men can be Ghostbusters. No one said that.
No.
You know what I mean? But the thing that annoys me is that Melissa McCarthy, I think, is one of the funniest fucking female comedians out
definitely,
there.
Yeah.
Her films are hilarious. Yeah. That film just ruined her for a bit for me. I was like, she could have been, like, it just could have been so much funnier with who it had in it. It was so good.
Definitely, yeah.
It could have been so, so, so much better.
Don't get me wrong, the bits with Chris Hemsworth being an idiot, I did giggle.
They made me chuckle. Yeah. They did.
But I wasn't rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah, I wasn't rolling like it was like a mad comedy film. Yeah. It was like, is that right?
See, this is weird because you don't class the original two as comedies, but I find
funny.
I find the first two more comedic.
Yeah, they just end up being funny because of who's in it.
It's like, the chemistry though, isn't it?
Like, I did want to mention my favourite, right, so you have the iconic, right?
Yeah.
So I just want to talk about how the first two Ghostbusters were like are now like cult icons.
Yeah.
The films, the monsters, the suits are like
Slimers,
Halloween.
One of the most iconic monsters of all time.
Do you know what I mean? You have like,
and
people dress up
puffs,
as the Ghostbusters.
Marshmallow Man.
People dress up as Ghostbusters for Halloween. The car is iconic.
Yeah.
You look at that car, you go, even without the logo and the porn and lights of it, that's the
you
Ghostbusters
hear the
car.
And you go.
Do you know what I mean?
That's Ghostbusters.
But, like, the slime.
Yeah.
Thing. Iconic.
Yeah.
And the Stay Puffed Man from 1984.
Yeah.
When they're on that roof and he's going, just don't think of anything, and he turns to him and he goes, oh, I thought of something. And then you just see the Stay Puffed Man. He's like, the Stay Puffed Man! He's like, what? And it's just, it's so good. And he is, I think, culturally, like, cult icon-wise, him and, what was it, Slimy?
Slimer. Yeah.
Are just, like, you get teddies, posters, fucking key rings of just those two.
Yeah.
And it's like that's how much they impacted
the,
like,
logo
the 80s movie scene.
The ghost in like
the stop sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like the no entry sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one of the most iconic things of any film ever.
Literally.
You see that everywhere.
Literally. It's just those first two films were just culturally iconic.
I've never met a person that hasn't seen Ghostbusters either.
I haven't. No, I actually haven't in my life so far. In 25 years, I've never met anyone who hasn't seen Ghostbusters.
And I've never met anyone that has said it's a bad film either.
Not the first two.
No.
I've seen some people who said they enjoyed 2016. They didn't like 2016. They thought it was bullshit.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You know, your opinion is your opinion.
And then we got Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh, God, with the children.
Not gonna lie, same problem for me as the 2016 one. I enjoyed the film. I just wish it wasn't called Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
If it was something else, I would have enjoyed it. It's the fact I was trying to hold it up so highly as a Ghostbusters film.
Mm-hmm. And see, I haven't seen this one because when I saw the trailer for it, I was
again, it's
adamant
got
that I wasn't going to watch
it. It's got Finn Wolfhard in it.
That's what I was going to look at.
You got fucking, what's his name? Ant-Man. Fucking Paul Rudd. in it.
So it had, it did have Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd.
Yep. You get the original Ghostbusters back in it.
The original Ghostbusters back. Paul Rudd. Yeah, Finn Wolfhard.
Mm-hmm.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Logan Kim. Don't know him. Celeste O'Connor. Don't know him. Oh, add Bokeem Woodbine.
Who's that?
So he's one of these guys, yeah? Who is...
always in the background.
He's like... The last thing I've seen him in was Spencer Confidential.
No idea.
He's got the film with Post Malone in it where he's in prison.
Oh, okay.
He's one of those guys. He's one of those actors where you go, I can never remember his name, but I can tell you fucking 40 films cunt's been in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from the original Ghostbusters, apart from Finn Wolfhard, only because I like Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I wasn't interested, really.
No.
And I was just, I haven't seen it.
Again, it was a bit dead. It was like, oh, this little girl who's always a nerd suddenly knows everything.
Yeah.
And she can suddenly work all this equipment. Like, in reality, I'd somehow blow myself up.
Ideally, yeah.
It was just that thing of like, she was just so like, the little girl, she was just so like, they try to make her so dominant and so
yeah,
know everything. She has all the plans, everything like that. I'm just a bit like, just fuck off. I want to see like little kids just like, I want them to use the zapper and then with the power of it, just go fucking flying 50 feet. That's
yeah.
What I want to see. I don't want to see her like, I've got to use a fucking 24,000 volts going through this fucking vortex of bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, just let me see people just get eaten by ghosts and just
make it cool.
Yeah.
It's Ghostbusters, for fuck's sake. You don't need a young female empowered fucking main person. Yeah. You just don't. Why?
Yeah.
It's like when they read The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And she come out and it's basically like, no, she doesn't need love. She doesn't need men. She's not going to get married in this film. She doesn't need men because she's an empowered single woman. And then the film got boycotted and she released a video of her crying like, I'm sorry, it's not what I meant. No, it is what you meant.
Yeah.
But we don't fucking care.
And you're just feeling bad about it.
Do you know what I mean? Stop doing live action Disney's where you fucking, not only, and I'm not being racist here, but not only do you change the gender of the lead role, but you also change the fucking race.
Yeah.
Stick true to the fucking origins, man.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid didn't have to be like an empowered black female. No. Ariel as like the red-headed white gorgeous woman she was. It makes no difference.
No.
And granted, I'm all for if that fucking person, whether you're black, white, Mexican, Indian, Asian, if you play that fucking role right, you play that role right. But it's the fact that she did all the post interviews and stuff and was like, oh no, she doesn't need men. No, she's an empowered female who can do everything by herself. Yeah, that's why the fucking film flopped, you dickhead.
Can we just talk about quickly for Disney, right? I don't understand how Disney haven't clocked on to how absolute of a shit show they are.
Yeah.
Have you seen this latest stuff about the new Star Wars film coming out?
I didn't even know there was a new Star Wars film coming out.
2025. Or was it 2026? One of them two.
Right, do we have a name for it?
No, not yet.
We don't have a name for it?
No.
Everyone's fucked.
I don't know. I've not heard the name.
Do we have a name? Do we have a casting? Do we know?
Yeah, what Rey's coming back.
Okay, I don't mind her. I like Rey.
Yeah,
I like her.
But we've just had the press conference about it,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing that they start talking about, the interviewer talking to the woman was there like, just like some about like the fall of the patriarchy, and the woman goes to the new director. Who's a woman, and they're all excited because it's all like the first woman director of Star Wars ever.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And who gives a fuck? Why do you have the thing is? It's I don't have a problem with there being a female director. No. I have a problem with them making it a statement. Like them going, the director of Star Wars is a woman, and I'm like,
the
okay,
first
cool.
words out of her mouth going, I like to make men feel uncomfortable.
Piece of shit.
And she's there like, it's about time we had a strong female presence in Star Wars, and I go. Hang on a fucking minute.
Ahsoka Tano, Padme, Leia. Are you done?
Rey. We've had her for three films.
Are you fucking retarded?
Literally.
I'm sorry, but isn't one of the Sith leader of like a bunch of like black suited stormtroopers, and she's got like, or is she red? But she's a female, and she's like one of the most elite stormtroopers ever, who could do like backflips and shit. And she's a fucking female.
Yeah.
The whole Rogue One film was based off the woman trying to destroy the Death Star before it was fucking made.
Yeah.
And she was the most impact. Fuck off.
Yep. Literally.
We don't need any more. It's not bad having more, but you don't have to make a statement that we need them, because we don't.
No.
Are they retarded?
Princess Leia is probably one of the most badass women of any films ever.
The first three films were about Padme.
Yeah.
Was and just then, about Padme trying to sort shit out.
And then the next three films, the original three films, are about Princess Leia finding out that Luke's her brother.
Literally.
And then getting with Han Solo.
The only part I can think that was like male dominated in the original Star Wars, the first three, but second lot in the storyline, is the fact that you find out that Darth Vader's his father.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the rest of the film's not about females?
Yeah.
Why do they have to say shit like this and make it a statement? Fucking Saka, feminist piece of shit.
This is why Disney is completely fucked, and I have no hope for this new film. Literally. Someone put a comment, there is no hope.
There isn't. A new hope, gone.
Yeah, literally. Like, I think George
Lucas... Disney's turned into this, but they do realise Walt Disney was a Nazi sympathiser.
Mm-hmm. I think George Lucas telling it was one of the worst mistakes ever. Yeah, we've got some cool stuff like Obi-Wan Kenobi series, Ahsoka series, which I haven't seen yet, but I've heard really good things about.
We've got
Rogue One as well.
Rogue One was brilliant. The solo film was brilliant.
The three sequel films,
yeah,
I haven't actually got around to seeing yet because I'm a bit like, I've heard people
which
say...
Which ones?
After Return of the Jedi. Just all the films after Return of the Jedi.
With Qui-Gon, Liam Neeson's that? You've seen the original six?
I've seen the original six. I've just not seen the Disney
three. You haven't seen the Disney three?
Yeah,
right,
I haven't seen Rey's films.
Cool, yeah.
Because I haven't heard great
They're okay. Either. They're good.
Okay, I'll watch them then. It's just the fact Disney seem to have just gone on this brigade the last 10 years of just making everything have to be so, like, politically correct.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, how about you do something that's cinematically correct?
Yeah. Well, it's like on Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, but the cage fighter. Gina Carvario or something.
Yeah.
She played the big chinned woman. She got sacked off the set of that because she's very politically minded.
Yeah.
But she put out tweets of photos, of evidence of photos of German people back in the Second World War.
Yeah.
Boycotting their German Jewish relatives by throwing stones at them and everything when they were being marched through the street with their star on.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, listen, they were turned against their own... She basically said, listen, they were against their own people.
Yeah.
They're not completely innocent.
No.
And she just got boycotted for it. But it's fact.
Yeah.
It's evidence.
Yeah.
It's evidently correct.
Yeah.
And she just got boycotted. She got kicked off Mandalorian. No one else would take her on anything else. Disney basically like have ended her career in film and TV. And it's fucking
shit.
Ridiculous.
It really is shit. Disney is... I think we said this a couple of episodes ago about Disney.
Mm.
But I apologise if this offends anyone, but Disney is a cancer. It really is a cancer in the cinematic universe.
Yeah, Disney is the Hollywood is the cancer, and Disney is the tumour.
Yeah.
That gave it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, Disney have not come out with a good film since probably like 2005.
I haven't watched and enjoyed an animated Disney film since probably Up.
I don't think I've enjoyed a film, an animated Disney film, since probably like... I don't know if... No, it wasn't Disney, actually. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say How to Train Your Dragon, but that wasn't Disney. It was Paramount.
Yeah.
Probably Ice Age.
Oh, no, I apologise, actually. Age. I know Disney owned them now, but Up wasn't even Disney. It was Pixar.
Yeah.
Yeah. The original Disney animated films, the originals, you know, Jungle Book, Snow White, Cinderella.
The originals.
Them, love them.
Yeah.
But like, what's some of the... Moana, Encanto... I don't care.
Ray of the Last Dragon, whatever it was.
Yeah, I haven't seen them because I don't give a shit. Yeah, I just don't give a shit.
Like Toy Story 4, they just had to chuck in lesbians.
Yeah.
The toys, the kids' toys.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about lesbians?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why?
Like the third film, there's like an evil teddy bear. All the toys get chucked in like a big crusher.
Yeah.
It's sad. Fourth one.
Oh, you got to admit though, that scene was big when they were almost in the incinerator.
I cried.
And they got saved saved by the clown.
Yeah.
I love that.
I honestly cried as a kid. I was panicking. I was like, they can't die. No.
See, the fact that you say you cried at Toy Story 3 when you were a kid.
Oh, I was tiny.
I was like a full fledged teenager.
What? When was that? That must have been like.
3 was like 2013, something like that.
13. I would have been 10.
So you were literally a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not googling it because this isn't about Toy Story.
Yeah, we'll go back on to Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Sorry about that tangent, but Disney is a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
So I won't be bothering about the new Star Wars.
No. There's a new Ghostbusters coming out, which I've seen the trailer for.
Yes,
not
there is.
Gonna
yes.
Lie. Not excited for it one bit.
I have it here.
I was excited for Afterlife because they're like, okay, this is gonna be quite cool. Like we're getting a new revamped Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I thought it was actually gonna be really good. So we have the new one is coming out in this year. 2024 and Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Trailer? Shit. Don't watch it.
Haven't seen it. Probably won't watch it. Probably won't watch it.
Again, it looks like it'd be a decent film if it wasn't Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I feel like ever since... They're just trying to recreate what the first two Ghostbusters were.
Yeah.
And they're just failing at it because they're trying too hard.
Yeah. I mean... The cast has got the originals.
I'm about to say, if I'm not mistaken, the cast for the new one is exactly the same as Afterlife.
I think okay, it's weird. So the cast for the new one,
yeah,
Frozen Empire, has got James Acaster, who is a UK comedian.
He's
who
from
I think
Loughborough.
He's from. I've watched him enough on 8 out of 10 Kessler Countdown.
Yeah,
he's from Kent, I believe. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
So that's strange.
Where's he going to come in at?
Yeah, now I might watch it, you know. Yeah, now I might watch it. But yeah, for Ghostbusters, I did just want to make a big statement of how, like, culturally and iconically important they are, the first two. For, like, if you're into 80s films, they just have to be.
I feel like if you're into films general,
yeah,
you like the first two Ghostbusters.
Yeah, and they're that good. I know it's called Ghostbusters, but they're an all-year-round film for me.
Oh, yeah.
They're not a Halloween or horror specific.
I watch them at Christmas.
Literally.
They were on TV like a week ago.
So, okay, I've just got it up now.
Yeah.
What two categories do you think the first Ghostbuster fell under?
I'm going to say it because it's the 80s. I'm going to put horror.
Mm-hmm.
Thriller.
No.
Action.
No.
Crime.
No. It begins with a C.
Cult classic.
No. Ha ha.
Comedy.
Yeah, it's a comedy horror.
Mad.
So the second one, 1989, what two categories do you think that falls under? And one of them's like, okay, I didn't expect that. So the first one that Ghostbusters 2 falls under is this one of the same as the first film.
Horror?
No.
Comedy?
Yep. So it's comedy slash... and what's
thriller?
No.
Action?
No.
Give me a clue.
Give you a clue. Another film that would be in... counted in this category is Neverending Story. Turn around.
Yeah, I know the film. I'm just trying to think.
Look at what you see.
And we've lost every viewer.
Yeah. This one isn't getting 12.
Love Story?
No.
Romantic?
No. I'll give you the clue. It begins with F.
F?
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm lost. Am I gonna
really, like, it's about like
am I gonna
this genre of film is like it's like is what's written.
Fiction.
No. Factual. Not fiction, not science fiction, not fact. But it begins with F and it's like magic and flying and stuff like that. Dragons, flying dragons and stuff.
Fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Comedy fantasy.
That took me way too long to think of fantasy.
Yeah. So you saw how good they did the first one did in for its box office.
Yeah.
And how fairly good the second one did.
Yeah.
So the first one scores a 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb and a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, IMDb's wrong. It's 10 out of 10.
Absolutely. 100% agreed.
And Rotten Tomatoes is better than usually is.
But the second one, right, which I think for the budget, which is the budget was the same as the first one, in between the same as the first one.
I think the budget was more.
It made a good comeback.
Yeah.
Like, and financially. IMDb rates it a 6 out of 6. 6.6 out of 10, sorry. So 6.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 55%.
What? I prefer the second film to the first film.
Boycott Rotten Tomatoes because they're trash. They are just trash.
I actually prefer the second one to the first one. That's the problem.
I thought the second one was, just as good. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Absolutely thoroughly.
Like the bit when they're floating in the pink slime underneath in the sewers. I'm like,
yeah.
It's quite weird, but I want to eat it.
Yeah.
The one bit I found was actually quite scary about that film. Obviously not scary, but as a kid, you'd be like, ooh, it's a bit horror-ish.
Yeah.
Is the fact in the second film, when they're going through the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
the sewer,
yeah,
and then... all of a sudden, there's just heads on spikes everywhere.
Yeah.
And then the train comes and runs through... I want to say Raymond Clark, but I don't think it is. The black guy. Was it the black guy who got... He was there like... Oh,
as I think it was. I think it was.
And he was there like, oh, was that class like 152 or something? And he goes, I missed it. It makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Anything else quickly?
I want to have a... So, it... 7 wins and 10 nominations for awards.
Yep.
I just want to point out how good the fucking soundtrack is, yeah? So who are you going to call?
Great, yeah.
So, Ray Parker Jr., yep. 1985 Academy Award nominee for Best Original Music, Original Song. He won the BAFTA for Best Original Song.
Mm-hmm.
He was nominated for the Golden Globes for Best Original Song. It won Golden Screen, Germany, 1985 winner. And Grammys, he was a nominee, Ray Parker Jr., for Best Album of Original Score Written for a Motion Picture.
So he's got a lot of awards then.
Yeah, it's 7 wins and 10 nominations, I believe. A lot of the wins are actually just for different different award ceremonies for like visual effects and stuff like that. But Ray Parker Jr., that's how iconic.
I do believe that the first two films are some of the best films in history.
Oh, 100%. Really. 100%.
Yeah, there's just something different about 80s films like that they're just so different nowadays, in my opinion, than they were back then.
Yeah.
Films. And I just don't know. I just don't think they're as good.
No.
You obviously, you get the odd gem that come out, like Avatar, Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But films back then felt more serious and more like... What's the word I'm trying to think? Like, it captured you more than nowadays.
Yeah, because I guarantee...
Nowadays, I can name you the plot instantly.
Yeah.
Out of 9 out of 10 films, I can just go, oh, they're going to do this, and then it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But back then, you're like, oh, it's just fun. It's like...
Yeah, it's new.
There's just something different about the 80s films that are so good.
It's the golden era film.
Yeah.
The golden era.
Well, now it's not really film, is it? Now it's streaming.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you, though, after the first one came out, for the next... I want to have a rough guess and say the next 3 or 4 Halloweens, the amount of fucking kids in America who were going as Ghostbusters was astronomical.
Yeah. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Fantastic, yeah.
Great set films. What do you rate them?
Number one and two, 10 out of 10.
Definitely, yeah.
For both. 2016, 5.
Yeah.
Afterlife, haven't seen it, but from what I have seen, been told, and seen on the trailer, 4.
Yeah. I'd go 10 out of 10 for both of them first ones, like you said.
Yeah.
I'll go 6 out of 10 for the 2016 one.
Yeah.
And for Afterlife, I'll probably give it...
Fair?
Out of 10.
Fair, that's fair ratings.
I didn't want to give it the same, but I didn't want to go 7. I felt like 7 was just a bit too high.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, like I said, those last two films have come out, good films, just not good Ghostbusters films.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, films, not for Ghostbusters series. Right.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, that is us.
Just a little spoiler.
Yep.
Not a spoiler. These next few episodes are going to be pre-recorded.
Yes, they're going to be pre-recorded today.
Well, we don't know if they are going to be next week's episode, because we don't know what's going to happen, but we are starting to bank some episodes up. Obviously, you're going to be a father.
I'm going to be a father this month.
It could happen in an hour.
It could happen now, it could happen tomorrow, it could happen next week at any point.
So we're just trying to get a few banked up, so obviously you can have a bit of a break.
Bit of time off just for the
obviously,
kid.
It might be an idea after a week or two that we actually do an episode, because it might get you a bit of stress relief.
Yeah, true.
So
give me a week after the baby's out.
I mean,
and then I can take 2 hours out of my life.
I was about to say, I think if we do one now,
we've
got that one just in case she comes this week.
Yeah.
Next weekend, obviously, we can do another one and maybe another.
Yeah.
Bank one.
And so if we do two today,
yeah,
and then 2 next weekend, just keep that back. Keep the extra one.
If worst
rolling.
Comes to worst, she comes this week.
Yeah,
you can have next week,
because this will be going out tomorrow, and then we're sorted for the week after, and then absolutely.
We'll have to do one then for another 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but ideally, obviously, I'd like to give as much time as possible off. But
yeah,
obviously, like I just said, it might be good for you
just to take
to come in here for
to
2
take
hours.
Take 2 hours and just have
It'd
a chill.
Be good for everyone, I think. Obviously, not for me. I don't. Not gonna bother me, but
yeah, true.
Obviously, yeah. But follow us on socials. Usually we shout it out, but I can't be arsed today.
In this, I've got the script in my head now.
Yeah.
If you're listening, here we go. This is my.
The volume went so much in the red then when you coughed.
Did it?
Yeah, it's going to be muffled.
Sorry about that. If you are listening on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts and Audible, please drop us a follow, a rating. We'd be very thankful. Follow us on Instagram, JD on the Rocks. Follow us on TikTok, at JD on the Rocks. If you don't do social media and you do emails, please email us at jdontherocks20@gmail.com. Smashed it, mate.
Fucking done it.
Is it? I know them all off by heart now.
I finished last week's episode on a quote. This week, I'm not.
We could finish it. Finish on a quote this week.
I've got one. Oh, this is how we're going to finish it. You ready? Yeah? I'm going to get ready to end this, just so we're ready.
Right, so I'm going to say goodbye for now.
Yeah, you say thanks it, and thanks I'll for listening. Start it, and then we'll both finish it together.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. It's a goodbye from me.
Okay. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Is there something strange?
I just had to start laughing. Do you want me to finish that quote?
I don't know.
You gotta do it again. We gotta do it. I'm not looking at you.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Oh. For fuck's sake. There we go, that's it.